25 years ago this month, Harvey Milk, a San Francisco shop owner and community activist, was sworn in as a member of the city's Board of Supervisors. Milk was the first openly gay elected official in California. Less than a year later, he was assassinated by a man who also killed Mayor George Moscone. Some of Milk's friends are raising money to place a sculpted bust of Milk in City Hall. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Visitors on a guided tour of San Francisco's ornate City Hall will find no specific markers commemorating the darkest day in the city's modern history. Instead, docents such as Ernestine Ferrari Zuffo will show them two memorial busts just outside the door of the mayor's office.
Well, what we have here is on the right, my right, a bust of Mayor George Moscone, and he was assassinated in his office by a former member of the Board of Supervisors. His name was Dan White.
In 1978, Dan White represented a working-class district whose residents felt resentful toward an emerging majority of young professionals, minorities, women, and gays, led by George Moscone. Frustrated by politics, White had resigned from the Board of Supervisors, but he changed his mind and asked Moscone to reappoint him. When the mayor refused, White killed him. Minutes later, he killed Harvey Milk, too.
And it's one of those days that you'll never forget in San Francisco. I happen to be a native San Franciscan. I work here, lived here, educated here. I'm not going to forget that day.
White was convicted of voluntary manslaughter. He served 5 years and later committed suicide. On the City Hall tour, Zuffo points next to the bust of Dianne Feinstein, who succeeded Mayor Moscone. Today, she's a U.S. Senator.
Because Dianne Feinstein was the president of the Board of Supervisors, her lineage came up and she became the mayor. She also was the second longest-running mayor we've ever had.
But 25 years after the slayings, there is no memorial to Harvey Milk. In fact, there's no memorial to any other city supervisor. The current president of the board, Matt Gonzalez, wants to change that.
When you come into the building, you often see visitors, guests, looking around, trying to understand the history of San Francisco. You see docents standing there telling the story, and somehow it just seemed, for the importance that Harvey Milk played to the gay-lesbian community, that there was something just glaringly wrong about not having an appropriate memorial to him in City Hall.
Gonzalez leads the effort to raise up to $100,000 for a memorial sculpture of Harvey Milk. The campaign is limited to individual contributions of no more than $500. Supervisor Tom Amiano says a memorial to the slain supervisor is long overdue.
Not just for the gay community, but, you know, that this horrible act happened here in San Francisco. We don't want it to happen again. The memory of it, not just in the terms of his personal legacy, but the San Francisco history, I think really does need to be memorialized. And I think this will be one of the ways we can do it.
As a gay pioneer, Harvey Milk inspired what would become one of the most potent political forces in the city. Since his death, 7 gay or lesbian politicians have followed him on the Board of Supervisors. There are no public objections to placing his memorial in City Hall. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.